so glad. We rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made. I will enter his court with thanksgiving. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. I am so glad. I will rejoice for. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We serve heaven and earth adoring, angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty we serve. Heaven and earth adore. Angels bow before. What a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus, 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 he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Of kings, is the Lord of Lords. Oh, his name is Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, you ask. Jesus is the King. Oh, yeah. your power. Oh Lord, ask me, show your power. Show your power. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Ah, oh Lord, we say, shall you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Zion King. Kado,
Kado, Kado,
Kado, Kado, my dear. We cry, hold on, you reign, you reign,
you reign,
you reign, Zion King. Kado, 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 Kado,
Kado,
Kado, you are mighty, almighty, you are so mighty. You reign, you reign, you reign, Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. We call, Lord, you reign,
you reign, you reign,
you reign, you reign, you reign, Zion King.
Kadosh,
Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your own. Wasiari wa, Olorun ife, ajumeji lo, ajumeta lo, wasiari wa, wasiari wa, Olorun ife, ajumeji lo. Wasiariwa, Olorun ife, ajumeji lo, oh oh oh,
ajumeta,
Oluwa, pa gbogbo oko, oko oko, pa gbogbo oko, pa gbogbo oko, Olorun wa ti agboju, Oluwa,
pa gbogbo oko,
oko oko,
pa gbogbo
oko oko
agbogbo oko
Olorunwa ti ago o agbogbo oko 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 agbogbo oko oko agbogbo oko Olorun mi ti mo gboju Oluwa o agbogbo oko agbogbo oko Olorun mi ti mo gojule agbogbo oko Olorun mi ti mo gojule o agbogbo oko Olorun mi ti mo gojule a pa gbogbo ogo olorun wa ta wa gojule o pa gbogbo ogo olorun mi ti mo gojule pa gbogbo ogo olorun mi ti mo gojule pa gbogbo ogo olorun
Let's just worship him. Let's worship him.
You are far and omega. We worship you alone. We give you glory, Lord,
yes, as we honor you.
Rakapaya na yadabaya dadade.
We give you glory, Lord,
ayaya,
as we honor.
Oh Lord,
you are one.
Begin to worship God tomorrow. Just worship him this morning. Lift up your voice and just honor him this morning. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. For there is none like unto him. Just honor him this morning. Honor him this morning. Honor him this morning. Honor him this morning.
There is none like me. Make us your
brother.
Hallowed be your name.
He can't you get a cut to your
rebellion.
Does honor him this morning.
Worship your name.
Yes, Lord, we worship you.
El Shaddai.
Oh
Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We glorify your name.
Than the name of the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai.
We raise your name. We hallow your name. We extol your name. We adore the majesty. For who you are, we worship you. For who you are, we praise your name.
Yes, Lord.
You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
You stand alone. In the class of your own, we worship you, Lord. You stand in the name of our name. You stand in the will of in the beauty of your holiness, we worship you. Lord. We worship Adonai, Elohim, Elion, Mekadiske, Shama, Yurel,
We worship you
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God above. You are God
from beginning to the end.
There is
no place for argument.
You are God
all by yourself. You are God, and seasons in your. You call for
light
out of darkness.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man to be the God you are.
Oh Lord, you have chosen
to call me
your. One more time. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God. We say you are God. You are God from beginning. There is no place for us, no place. You are God over.
I heard it from the hearing of my ears. God said, I will complete that thing I started in you. I don't know who that word is for. Jehovah said, I will complete that thing that I've started in you. He said, I will complete what I have started in you. This morning, I want you to lift up your voice and just worship him. Just honor this God who has the ability to complete all he has started, who has the capacity, the veracity to finish everything he has started. I want you to just worship him. I just want you to worship him this morning. I want you to worship him this morning. I want you to worship him this morning. Just give him praise this morning. Glorify him this morning. Honor him this morning. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him the fruit of your lips. Just honor him. He that began a good thing in you, we complete it. Likoto ye preto kuche legedegede. Matinda ya ba legedegedegede. Iko sholegedegede.
He who started.
In Jesus' majestic name we worship.
Amen.
In the book of Job, chapter 38, Job was ranting. You know, he didn't blame God, but he was complaining. It was in everything from chapter 1 to chapter 10. From 1 to 2 is where his decision was taken. Listen to me. Take it down, boys. The decision was taken. They said the sons of God gathered in chapter 1 of the book of Job. Job was not there. He was busy running about business. And so, the discussion happened between God and Satan. If Job would have been there, Job would have said, God, use somebody else. In fact, if Job was there, sir, maybe Satan would talk about somebody else. You know, it's easy to discuss somebody is not there when decisions are taken. But Job was not there. So Job ran. When he got to chapter 38, God now answered back. But God was saying, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Did you think I used a committee to form the earth? He said, I laid the whole earth with my own prerogative. I can do, I can set up, I can live down. I can end your crisis without blinking an eye. He said, I just need to say, he now asked Job one thing in verse 12 of chapter 38. He said, have you commanded the money since you were born? Did you wake up one morning to say, money, wake up? Did you wake up one morning and say, money, this is what I want you to do? I said, and cause the springing to take his place. Did you command the day? I hope we understand what this means. I was saying something to us last Sunday. Take it down. I was saying last Sunday, I said, we move into these premises without prayer. Eh? We were in a rush. We move into these premises. 4 years and a half years. No prayer. We have not even entered Gascoigne. We will see the hand of God. Me and Pastor was talking yesterday. We begin to see the gift of man. The hand of God. But your life now, leave the building. Which day did you wake up? And you said 12 o'clock, behave yourself. Which day did you wake up? If you read this chapter very well, which day did you look at your bed before you go to bed and say, oh bed, I'm coming to you to rest? Anything within you, agree with my rest. Don't agree with the devil against me. The bed is an animator, inanimate of the Amara. God was saying, have you commanded the money? Somebody is a good money for you today.
Amen.
You don't seem to understand it. A new season just started for somebody now.
Amen.
A new season just started for somebody.
Amen.
God was saying, have you commanded the money? Have you said this day to know his season? You are going to now speak to your life that today is the 30th day. Is it 30th? Of March. That by the 30th of March 2025, this is what I need, oh God. I want somebody to speak to the next 12 calendar month. I want you to command it. I want you to speak to it. This is what I want for my children. This is what I want for my wife. This is what I want for my home. This is what I want in my career. Can we open our mouth and begin to speak to him? Have you commanded the money? Did you speak to the day? Did you speak to the season? Did you speak to the weather?
I command greatness. I command abundance.
Speak to God. Instead, have you commanded the money? Ah, koshutu balegado. Librekoto. Oh, head, hear the word of the Lord. I will no more struggle on you. Oh, head, hear the word of the Lord. I'm here to manifest. Speak to the days. Every day, every morning, every afternoon. You must agree to favor me. You must agree to favor me. All the east wind, all the west wind. You must blow in my favor. You must blow in my favor. Oh body, my body, hear the word of the Lord. You are not the habitation of sickness. You are not an habitation of problem. You are not an habitation of accident. You are a redeemer. Speak to God this morning.
You cannot have all negativity for me. My body, you cannot have all negativity for me. My destiny, no room for negativity. My house.
Speak to your body. Speak to your life. Command the day. Command the money. Ligedu da yigada. Ibrokoto kete kate bragada. Endoyan da ya brokodo.
Walk to my favor.
Command the day. Command today. Command today. Command today. Speak to this week. Speak to this month. Speak to this year. Whatever you want, speak about it now. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Talk to God. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to just use this to pray one more time. In verse 30 of the same chapter 38, it says, come on. He said, the water are hid as with a stone. What does water signify? Life. He said, water are hid as a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Please understand. I know somebody is getting the meaning. God is just speaking to my spirit. Life is frozen. What does it mean? Your life becomes stagnant. The water is frozen. Only water freezes. And that means life freezes. Can somebody speak to his life this morning and say, oh life, you are here to favor me. You can't freeze on me. I cause you to melt. I cause you to begin to function. Let's see, somebody needs to pray. My brother, one woman called the office. He said, I'm taking 6 months off without pay. The boss said, why do you need 6 months without pay? He said, I just want to rest. The boss was worried. Does this woman have mental health? What is a woman who seeks advance before the month is over? And is now asking for 6 months without pay just to relax. By the time, it was a mental health issue. Something was speaking to her mind. Just lock yourself up for 6 months and rest. Call the office and nobody will trouble you. Life will not freeze on you. Life will not freeze on you. Life will not freeze on you. Your life will not be hidden anywhere. God will bring you out this morning. God will manifest you this morning. You are going to cry unto God. My life come out this morning. My life begin to manifest. Everything I pray for begin to come out. Speak to God this morning. Oh God, my life must manifest. My life must manifest. Speak to God this morning. Speak to God this morning. My life must manifest. My life must manifest. My life must manifest.
Manifest.
Speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. Kaluba liga dogodo.
My life manifest. My life manifest.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Do your hand like this. Are you ready to pray? Some people have already exercised this morning. Somebody ride bike down here. That's an exercise. Say to God, my life is on emergency. My life is on emergency. I need immediate help, oh God. Oh Lord, say to me, Oh Lord, said to me, can you open your mouth and just talk to God? Lord, my case is an emergency. My case is an emergency. Lord, I need your touch this morning. I need your touch this morning. My situation is an emergency. I need your touch, oh God. I need your touch this morning. I need your touch. Talk to God. My head is an emergency. I need your touch. I need your touch. I need your touch. Talk to God this morning. Oh God, arise to help me this morning. 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 My life is on emergency. My case is on emergency. I need your help. I need your help, Lord. I need your help this morning. 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 I need, in Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 15. Please, we need to pray this morning. You must experience a change after this prayer. You will walk into newness after this prayer. You will walk into a new realm after this prayer. This man came to Jesus. He said, Jesus, he said, my future is in a wreck. He said, my future need a help. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. He said, on my son. What does son signify? Future. He said, on my son, for he is lunatic. He said, everything is not working the way I planned it. The future is looking so bleak. He said, and so vexed. For oftentimes we fall into the fire, and oftentimes we fall into the water. He said, life is treating me the way I don't want. He said, Lord, have mercy upon me. I want you to say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, my life is an emergency. Have mercy upon me. My future need your help. Have mercy upon me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Your life need a touch. Your situation need a touch. Your situation need a touch. It's going in the direction you don't want. The future is not settled. It's going into fire. It's going into water. Cry to God, I need your touch. Your finances is not settled. Cry to God, I need your touch this morning. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. It said, oftentimes we go into the fire, oftentimes it goes into the water. Lord, I need your touch. My God, my life cannot continue like this. I need your touch. Cry to him this morning. Cry to him this morning. Likati brakato godo. Cry to God.
Mountain melts.
Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we pray this prayer properly, please? Can you say, Lord, every negotiation about my future, let it be settled by you today. He said, oftentimes, I fall into the fire. Fire say, I want to kill. What I say, I want to drown. You are going to pray. Every negotiation about my tomorrow, Lord, settle it today. Lord, settle it today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every negotiation about my tomorrow, Lord, settle it this morning. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Every negotiation over the life of my children, over my career, over my own situation, over my spiritual life, Lord, settle it this morning. Baba, settle it this morning. Baba, settle it this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Every negotiation. Should he be rich? Should he be poor? Lord, let him be settled today. Cry to God. Cry to God. Hey, I'm on emergency, oh God. I'm on emergency, oh God. 999 of heaven, hear me today. Attend to my situation. Attend to my situation. Ligedumba ligada barada da 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 gada. Edo ba loko shelegede. Mede du 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 gede. Ikara kosho gede. Libre de gede. Cry to God, cry to God. Cry to God this morning. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Another woman came to the prophet. He said, prophet, my case is an emergency. He said, my husband is dead, but he didn't die a good man. Though he's a prophet, he said he died poor. You will not die poor. You will not leave debt for your children. You know, some of us, when we talk about our parents, no, they didn't leave money for us. They didn't leave debt. Abi? He said, give me 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. He said, my husband is a good man. He's a God-fearing man. He said, but the bondsmen have come to take his children. He said, the future he left behind is being taken. He said, now cried a certain woman of the wife of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. You will not fear the Lord in vain. You will not fear God in vain. Everyone that has been mocking the name of God because of you, they will be silenced today in the name of Jesus. What they are mocking your life about, there will be an evidence that God has answered you in the name of Jesus. He said, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. He said, oh prophet, this is an emergency. This is an emergency. If you don't attend to it, I will become lonely. Every power that says you will be lonely will die today in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to take away what makes you happy will be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to destroy your hope will be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Anything that wants to cut short your expectation will die for you today in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power that want to take away what give me joy. Every power that want to take away my future. Lord, today, let them be destroyed. Let them be totally collapsed. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, I'm on an emergency line. My children must not end like this. They must manifest. My future must not end like this. It must manifest. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself.
I write for my wife. I write for my house.
Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say to yourself, I will not end it like this. I will not end it like this. I will not die with my dream. I will not die with my future. There was a story in the First Kings 17. I think it's a woman of Sarephath or so. He said, the only thing I have is just a little cake. He said, 1 Kings 17:12. Let me read it. Mercy will speak for you today. I pray for you, you will not lack the gift of men. You will not lack the gift of men. You will not lack the gift of helper. In the name of Jesus. Look at what this woman said. She said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful meal of barley and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks. That I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it. And what? She doesn't want to commit suicide though. Is that death is coming because we have nothing? You will not lack anything. You will not lack anything. You will not lack anything. Every season of hunger in your life ends today. It ends today. Every season of lack ends today. Whatever says you will not have more than enough, it ends today in the name of Jesus. Imagine a woman with only one son. He said, let me go. This is the last food. Let's just eat. And lock herself in and die. I think on the news about 2-3 months ago, you see a boy of 4 or 5 die in this country of hunger. It was on the news. In January, either 3 or 4 years old, he died of hunger in UK, not in Africa. Listen, if any dustbin will feed a child, but this child was locked up in a room and he died of hunger. Now look at the agony the child would pass through. Death of hunger is not dead, I sleep, I die. The child died. We are going to cry to God. Anything that the enemy programmed to die in my hands, I stop it today in the name of Jesus. I hope we are getting this prayer. Because you see, my brother, what we are praying for is an emergency. It's an emergency. What God told me, I was flying down on Saturday night to Sunday morning, coming down from US to get to church early. And God told me my case is an emergency. And I begin to write it down. If your case needs surgery, if your case needs intervention, if your case needs support, if your case, whatever your case needs, heaven will do the emergency for you today in the name of Jesus. Heaven will intervene today in the name of Jesus. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Heaven will intervene. Jehovah will intervene in the name of Jesus. Please listen. I don't know about you, but my case needs an emergency. Listen, I've experienced one before so many times, but I can recount in the last 3 days. I was talking to God. I said, so this emergency you want me to pray about? I said, this emergency you want to pray about? And yesterday morning around about 10, 11, 12, and God silenced the devil. And God silenced the devil. The devil will be silenced in your life. The voice of the opposition will no more be heard. Somebody, you need to cry to God. That woman had, mama, that woman had a child. His son, Abby. And he had little food. That thing you have in your hand, it will multiply. That little thing that remains in your hand will multiply. That little thing will not die in your hand. You will not die with your dream. You will not die with your future. You will not die with your expectation. It will manifest in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. My expectation, my hope, what I'm praying for, my future, it must manifest. I will not die with it. I will not die with what I have. I will not die with my future. I will not die with my hope. Open your mouth, pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. That thing must manifest. That child must manifest. That child will not die in your hands. That child will not die in your hands. Pray to God this morning. Pray to God this morning. Pray to God this morning. Just cry to God. Cry to God. Intervene, oh God. What is in my hand must not die. What I believe God for must not die. Oh Lord, intervene. Intervene. Oh Lord, intervene. Intervene, oh God. Intervene, oh God. Talk to God. In Jesus' name we pray. I just heard something in my ears. Enlightenment is coming to somebody. Enlightenment is coming.
Amen.
Enlightenment is coming.
Amen.
Listen, some of us, by the time they see you this time next year, they'll be using your name to pray.
Amen.
That God that did this for this sis, that did it for this bro, so do it for me too.
Do it for me, O Lord.
I just heard the word enlightenment, enlightenment, enlightenment. It's coming to somebody in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can somebody cry for mercy? Amen. Amen. Somebody cry for mercy. Just say, God, I need your mercy. Just begin to talk to him. I need your mercy, oh God. Let mercy settle this matter for me. Let mercy settle it for me, Lord. Let your mercy settle this for me, Lord. Let mercy settle this for me, oh God. Just talk to him. Let mercy of the Lord set to him for me. Let the mercy of the Lord set to him for me.
Mercy intervention.
Intervention. Cry for mercy. Church, please, let's cry for mercy. Let's cry for mercy. Let's cry for mercy. Let the mercy of the Lord settle in. Lord, I cannot do this myself. I don't know anyone. I don't have the capacity. Let your mercy settle in. 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 Cry to God. Let your mercy set me, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. In Jesus' name we pray. There's an unusual aura and there this morning. We need to pray. Somebody is in our midst. How is saying, I don't know how this will happen. I know it will happen, but I don't know how. I know it will happen, but I don't know how. Talk to him and say, Lord, help me. Cry to him, help me, Lord. I don't know how it will happen, but I know. I know, I know, I know. I have a knowing. I have a knowing that you will help me. I have a knowing that you will sort it out. I have a knowing that you will raise the children for me. I have a knowing that you will help my life. I have a knowing that you will sort it out. But Lord, I don't know how. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. My case is critical. My case is at the dying. I need your help. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him, Lord. Lord, I need your touch. I need your help. I don't know how this will be done. I don't know how I will be healed. I don't know how my leg will be strengthened. I don't know how my back will be strengthened. But Lord, I depend on you. Help me, Lord. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Cry to God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Psalm 37 verse 19. Somebody's case is settled already. Look at what God says. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times. You will never be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. The Bible says in the days of famine, in the days of lack,
they shall be satisfied. Yeah, no matter the condition of the forest, lion will not eat grass. That will always be provision. Hear me and hear able today. God will supply everything you are seeking for. Everything you are praying for, God will give you double. 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 God will satisfy you. Heaven will satisfy you. Heaven will satisfy you. Heaven will satisfy you. Heaven will satisfy you. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Say to me, oh God, my case need your intervention. Cry to God this morning. Cry to him this morning. Say to me, oh God, my case need your intervention. My case need your intervention. Say to me, oh God. My case need your intervention. Say to me, oh God. Cry to him. My case need your intervention. Say to me, oh Lord. Say to me, Father. My life need your touch. My health need your touch. My situation need your touch. Say to me, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody cry to God, Lord, satisfy me. Lord, satisfy me. Lord, I've lived below the expected line for my life. Lord, satisfy me. I force smile out of my mouth every day. Lord, satisfy me. I hold my tears every day. Lord, satisfy me. I try to be happy every day. Lord, satisfy me. I don't want to continue with this pain. Lord, satisfy me. I don't want to continue with this loneliness. Lord, satisfy me. Open your mouth, talk to him. Lord, come to my aid. Come in to help me, Lord. Come in to help me, Lord. I don't want to continue like this. My life needs your intervention. My life needs your touch.
Intervention of the heavens. In the heavens.
Talk to him.
Every intervention.
Talk to him.
Every intervention. Every intervention. My God, satisfy me with every good attitude, every good that I have. request. Satisfy me. You answer to my request. Oh God, I trust him. I trust him.
I told him.
Let not any time over me. Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not even try.
Never forevermore.
Shabbada.
Oh.
Shabbada. 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 Shabbada.
I talk to him. I need your touch, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need your intervention this morning. I need it. Imagine. I need it on emergency, Lord. I need your in my on emergency. I need your touch, Lord. Touch me, oh God. Talk to him. Talk to him. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. My case is an emergency. I know many of us cases are not emergency. Some of you are saying, God, do it when you like. You know, at times we say, Lord, let your will be done. Everything is his will. And that's why I gave you the pattern to think right for yourself. Blind Bartimaeus, he said, Lord, have mercy on me. When Jesus asked him, what do you want? He said, that I may see. He said, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for wife. That I may see. He said that I may see. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? Lord, help me this morning. Please, in the next 20 minutes, I want you to really pray sincerely. There are so many angels around us here. There are so many angels around us here. And listen to me. There is no blessing that we are going to leave behind in this building. This is our last set to me, oh Lord, here. And we have the last Sunday here tomorrow. We are not leaving any blessing. We are collecting all our blessing. Somebody's food is already done. It's for you to start eating it. And you will eat it in peace. You will enjoy it in peace. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, no more issues. No more issues. No more pain. No more disappointment. No more delay. No more denial. In the name of Jesus!
The next 20 minutes, I think it's...
critical for somebody to pray. You are going to pray this prayer sincerely. You see, in the Bible, there was a case I was studying. Surprise is coming to somebody. The surprise will surprise your surprise. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says for 12 years, you see. The same day, there was a 12-year-old daughter of another man that is about to die. A 12-year-old need life. A 12-year-old situation need to stop. The same day, there was solution for the two situations. No matter the myriad of issues we have today, no matter the issues in this house, it will be sorted today in the name of Jesus. It will be sorted today in the name of Jesus. Let's look at that scripture. Maybe it will help us a bit. Mark 5:25. I'm going to leave you for like 10 minutes to pray this prayer. Somebody is saying, where will I get this thing I'm praying for? God said, I tell you now. God said, now I am delivering it to you. The Bible says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and has suffered many things from many physicians. Listen, if you are sick, you will know that some doctors don't know what they are doing. When my boy was having the leg issues with his leg, they will just give you an appointment to come next time. You will now wonder, what is this appointment for? Nothing. They will refer you to another consultant until God give you the right one. But the right one is Jesus. You will meet with Jesus today. He said he has suffered many things of many physicians. Look, this goes beyond money. Many things. Disappointment, heartache. Some doctor will say, live by it until you die. Eh? Some doctor just say, there's no solution for this. Just manage your life. Try to enjoy it. Endure it. You will not live your life in pain.
Amen.
You will not live your life in disappointment.
Amen.
And the Bible says, I spent all that she had. All the savings she was putting aside. I will buy a house with this. I will buy a car with this. When the doctor says something, he will break it, give. Maybe if this is solved. And the Bible says, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. But hear the word of the Lord. Solution is coming to the end.
Amen.
In the next verse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch, but his garment. Listen, intention is not just garment. He said, my intention is to touch his body. But if I cannot get to his body, he bought his garment. The bread is in the crumb. Everything in the bread is in the crumb. This cloth I wear carry my body. That's why when you give your clothes out, take your body out of it before you give it out. Especially if you are giving it to people, you don't know how they will use it. So that when they present it to an altar, the person who wear this clothes, the altar will say, no, nobody's wearing this coat. Hallelujah. I don't know the person. Because you have withdrawn your personality out of the clothes. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you want to bless somebody with your clothes, listen, the Bible said the handkerchief from the body of Paul was healing the sick. He said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, somebody say straight away. Somebody say now.
Now,
the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that pain. Something must happen to somebody now. We are not here to joke. We are not here to play this morning. Listen, if I have the grace, I will cancel today's meeting. I walked yesterday. Thank God for gift of men. Before Pastor and Brother Lake came to assist me and the other brother who were carrying it, I was climbing the step. My leg was shaking. I now knew that that's what they call pain. I begin to pray for those who do handyman. Handyman said, no, those who do remover. Oh, those who do remover, that's not a sleazy job. Carrying chair, the going up the stairs and coming down. I was going, my leg, I thought I was strong. Oh, yeah. Now help must come. Where you don't expect it, it will come today. Immediately, listen to me. There were three helps that came to me yesterday. I also want you to pray. Three helps. And I'm telling you. I come out later in the morning, he didn't pick his call. Possibly if he picked his call, I would have. He was at work, he didn't pick his call. I just want to pick his call. Okay. But as I was going, somebody in the morning, somebody called me and said, hey, Daddy, are we moving this today? I said, yes. I said, but not now, I will call you when I need. When I call him, he was already busy doing something else. And I said, okay. And I called my wife, how will I do this thing? I have to tell him, give him an alternative for what he's doing to come. And I call him. I said, okay, Daddy, I will leave it. I'm coming now. And he came straight away. When the thing was going on the tough way, but I later I called in the morning, just called. He said, Daddy, I miss your call. I said, where are you? Start coming. He said, okay, I'll be with you now. Immediately, Pastor called too. Pastor, I'm just checking, sir. I will move it to the other. I said, just whatever you are doing, drop, come. You will not lack it up, man. I'm giving this for you to talk, to pray about immediate help. That's a timely help, my brother. Timely help. Timely help. This woman, he said, if I may touch the hem of Jesus, hem of garment, if Jesus has not passed it, timely help. If somebody knew that day that the woman has issue of blood, they will carry her into her away. They will say, don't make everybody unclean. For everybody in touch become unclean. You know, so many people leave their that company unclean. Because she touched a lot of people before he touched Jesus. Those one were onlooker. And the one were, Jesus is passing, let's see. Oh, where somebody come with attention. Well, where I started from is, I was so tired that I would have canceled this because they go and it's an emergency. Oh. Somebody's operation is being done now.
Amen.
Please, I'm not here joking. No. Somebody's operation is being done now. Somebody's intervention is being done now. You see, what I want you to pay immediate help. You see, if Pastor Ambraleke come to visit me at home by 9 p.m. and I was telling them how painful my leg was, does he help me? There are some things we carry upstairs yesterday. If they were not there, there's no way we. At a point, I was scared for Pastor. When Pastor was kind, I said, Pastor, you still need to eat, so be careful. I was telling Brother Lake to also be careful. You know, your game is about to start. Hallelujah. Amen. The referee is on the game. You understand? Amen. Their position and they are. Let's stay, it's starting now.
Amen.
You don't take it as a joke. Something is cooking for somebody. Amen. Somebody, something is cooking for you. Amen. Your mind is done. Amen. You will eat it where you will enjoy it. Amen. You will eat it where you will enjoy it. Amen. You will eat it well and you will enjoy it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen to me. Nobody came here. I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking of the adult. Nobody came here without an intention. Your intention will be fulfilled today.
Amen.
It will come to pass today. Amen. Mercy will speak for you.
Amen.
This woman with the issue of blood, that day immediately he says, money wasted stops. Time wasting stopped. All of a sudden, she will then be looking, she will go back to the man who has said I will not marry you. Say, hey, but you better behave yourself. I am child of God now. Fool. You will be fool.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to pray sincerely, please. Sincerely, I want you to pray, Lord, give me an immediate touch. Immediate operation. Immediate transformation. Lord, make my case a priority. Make my case a priority. Let everything work together for me. Look at this woman. They did not block her to reach Jesus. Jesus did not cancel his appointment that day. Do you know that there are some prophets you cannot see? Huh? Book appointment, even you are a pastor, you can't see them. One prophet came from Nigeria. Is it 1,000 or 10,000 you pay to see them? This prophet from Ibadan. So if you are paying 1,000 to see a prophet, 1,000 pounds, not naira, what will you pay to see Jesus? And there was, it will just go there, we just there, say, it is where? What else will finish? I want to do that kind of business. So, hey, if all of you kill 1,000 and your people 1,000, I'll be driving Bugatti soon. But Jesus is not asking for a penny. Papa is not asking for a money. Immediate. I need your touch. Do it. If you can rise on your feet, please rise on your feet. The next 5-10 minutes is critical for somebody here. I sense a lot of things around us here. I sense God around us here. Please listen. Before we start to pray, just think in your mind, what is that thing you need that touch for? What is that thing you need the touch of God for? What is it? Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I come to you today like the woman with the issue of blood. I need immediate touch. I need you to sort my problem. Lord, I cannot carry on like this. I have been disappointed by people. I've been disappointed by the system. Oh God, help me this morning. Open your mouth and talk to God. Just talk to him. Pray to him. Pray to him. Tell him I have no other options. I have no other way. There's no other way I can do it. I don't know anybody. I don't know any doctor. I don't know any physician. All I know is you, oh God. My father cannot help me. My mother cannot help me. All I know is you. Just talk to him this morning. 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 Thank you. Please talk to him. Talk to him. Tell him, I need you, O God. Talk to him. Talk to God. If you don't help me, Lord, no one else will. If you don't solve this problem for me, Lord, no one else will. Talk to him. Talk to him. If you don't help me, Lord, I am finished. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. I want mommy to show you the Oluwa. Oh, God, I'll be there, Shapili Oluwa. I want him, oh, God, I'll be there, Mama Oluwa. Talk to God. Talk to him, one, if he married, he got up for me, Oluwa. Just talk to him. Say to me, oh God, yourself. If you don't do it, I can't do it myself, Lord. Anu ni mo bebe fun Oluwa. That woman, we didn't know he did anything. He just said, if I may touch. Lord, touch me today. My case need your touch, Lord. My case need your touch, Lord. Touch me, oh God. Touch me yourself, Lord. Touch me yourself, Lord. Touch me, Lord. If you don't help me, Lord, where else will I go? If you don't do it for me, Lord, who else will do it for me? If you don't sanction it, Lord, who else will sanction it? If you don't have my children, Lord, who will help them? If you don't have my wife, who will help her? If you don't have my husband, who will help me? Oh, God, arise and help me. Moti debi takbara mikbisi oluwa. Ina longwa oma Israeli. Ẹran mi lọ́wọ́ Olúwa. Ibi tágbára mi dé mọ ni mo dé Olúwa. Dìde fúnran lọ́wọ́ mi, Bàbá. Arise to help me, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer, then we close. Everybody concluded on Daniel. when they picked Daniel to throw him into the lion's den, all his friends were crying, "Ah, Daniel, this is how you end it." Anybody who know him say, "Ah, and as good as this man is, as prayerful as this man is, this is how he's ending." We don't know whether Daniel himself was crying. We don't know whether he was begging. But in him, he will say, "Lord, my case is emergency. If you don't intervene, if you don't intervene, that is the end of prayer in this kingdom." Somebody, you need to try to go. And the Bible says, when Daniel went in there, all the lions were standing guard around him. He stood there, he was praying. All the lions were around on their knee, worshiping God with Daniel. We are going to pray, "Lord, my situation must not overcome me. This crisis must not take me over. Oh God, arise and help me. Oh God, arise and help me. If you don't help me, I am finished. If you don't help me, oh God, no one will. Oh God, arise to help me." Open your mouth and pray for it, oh God. Oh God, I am in the dance of lions. I am in the dance of the enemy. I am in the dance of this problem. Oh God, arise to help me. Talk to him. Oh God, arise to help me. Talk to him. This is not where we ended, Lord. Arise to help me. My case is an emergency. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Arise to help me, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Pray this. What I need you to pray for, please, everybody, is this. This is the last settlement, Lord, in this building. Lord, let this be the last day of my issues in life. This is the last day of settlement, Lord, in this land. Let this be the last day of my issues in life. Do we get it? This is the last day of settlement, Lord, in this building. Let this be the last day of issues in my life. Let's open our mouth and pray for ourselves. Let's open our mouth and pray for ourselves. Pray for yourself. 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 Every issue in my life, let it end now. Let it end now, oh God. Let it end now, oh God. Let it end now, oh God. Every issue, let it end now. This is the last said to me, oh Lord, in this building. Oh God, said to every issues in my life. Said to every situation in my life. Said to it, oh God. Settle it, oh God. Settle this sickness issues, oh God. Settle my financial issue. Settle my marital issue. Settle every issues in my life, oh God. Settle it, oh God. Say to it, O God. Say to it, O God. In Jesus' majestic name we pray.
Amen.
Let's stretch our hands towards the altar. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God that never disappoints his own children. Oh God that never calls us to pray to him in vain. Unto you we come this morning. We have declared with our mouth that our case is emergency. Answer us as an emergency, O God, in the name of Jesus. My God, what we want is immediate answer. The woman with the issue of blood, this blood stopped straight away. She removed the pad was clean because you already touched it. Touch every situation in this world this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Change every life in this world tomorrow this morning in the name of Jesus. Let our tomorrow be better than today. Let our tomorrow be better than our yesterday. My God. Somebody need a surgery between now and the next hour. Lord, do it yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody need that touch right now, oh God. That they need that touch before we end this service. Do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Touch us yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Touch us yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let mercy speak for us.
Amen.
We know we have not lived right enough. We have not prayed right enough. But the Bible says we were grafted into your grace. Let mercy speak for us this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say to that child, oh God.
Amen.
Say to that boy, oh God.
Amen.
Say to that girl, oh God. Say to that young person, oh God. Say to that woman, oh God. Say to that man, oh God. Say to that home, oh God. Say to that career, oh God. Say to that health, oh God. Lord, let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. Somebody, before you get home, you will already see the change. You will already see the change in the name of Jesus. Lord, perfect what you have done this morning. Baba, perfect what you have done this morning. Glorify yourself, Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before we go, let's quickly package our offering.